Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
It's been reported today that the number of couples looking for a divorce is likely to increase sharply this month. And that's in line with current trends between 2019 and 2021, where we saw the number of divorce applications increase by 44%. That's a big percentage, isn't it? And according to the junior minister, Josepha Madigan, the beginning of the year is very busy for family law cases. Maybe for some, the Christmas break at home is a breaking point in their marriage. But are they walking away too easily? And more to the point, what does this mean for the institution of marriage in general? Divorce is going up, and on top of that, less people are getting married. And the marriage per thousand of population was just 3.4 in 2021. In all, there were over 17,000 marriages last year. That's 15% less than 2019. Religious ceremonies continue to decline, although they are still the most popular ones, accounting for 57%. But when you think about it, if you go back in time, by the way, back to the 1970s, for example, or 80s, probably 100% of marriages were religious ceremonies. And we're getting married later in life as well. The average age for somebody getting married now in Ireland is 38. Back in the 70s, it was 25. So it seems to be the last thing on their mind. It's not even a priority anymore. People are having children, getting jobs, careers, doing everything before they go, sure, maybe we'll get married now. Anyway, and if you make it to 10 years together without getting married, you most likely never will, according to statistics. That's not to say that you'll break up, but you'll miss the window to put a ring on it, as they say. Historically, a big reason people got married was because it was financially advantageous, I suppose. Nowadays, the only financial incentive is a few tax breaks, and in some cases, you might get a bigger loan on a mortgage. With marriage on the decline, the divorce is also on the incline. We have to ask, what is the value of marriage today? And is it valuable? Now, as you know, from listening to the show on a regular basis, I have a huge value in marriage. I believe marriage is a very important institution. I think it's about commitment. And I think if you love somebody enough, you are committed to them. I don't agree with prenuptial agreements. I don't agree with all that kind of thing, because if you love somebody, you wouldn't be thinking of that kind of carry on, would you? You think you're going to be with them forever. I know it doesn't always last forever. I'm living proof of that too. But in saying that, you marry somebody because you love somebody and you want to commit to them and you want to, I suppose, make that sacrifice of exclusivity to them for the rest of your life. But what got me as well in relation to this was, we talked about the other night that I had put a tweet up just in and around Christmas. And I had asked a question in a poll about how you would describe your marriage if you were being honest. And I asked people to be honest. There was 2,000 votes on the poll, which is a reasonably good sample size. It's more than you would get for the Claire Byrne show on many occasions. But anyway, reasonably good sample size. And the options were wonderful and fulfilling, content and satisfied, we are just roommates, or miserable and depressing. That's how I ask people about how their marriage. 15% said they were miserable and depressed in their marriage. That's a sad reflection of society. 22% said they were just roommates. So altogether now, we've over a third of people shouldn't be together because they shouldn't really be married because they don't really love each other anymore. 38% said they were content and satisfied. To me, that's not even enough. Maybe it is for you. Only 25%, that's only a quarter of the 2,000 people, said the marriage was wonderful and fulfilling. Only 25% were that happy with their marriage. A quarter of people. Isn't that a sad reflection on society? So I suppose I'm asking the question today, not the one I asked tonight about being content and satisfied, because I don't think that's good enough in a marriage. But the question I'm asking today is, has marriage lost its value? Are people abandoning marriage too quickly, particularly when they've got young kids, without even trying to make it work? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Has marriage lost its value? Helen, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Helen, how long are you married?
40 years.
Well done to you. Well, I shouldn't even be saying well done, because that's just lovely to be married for 40 years. Yeah, and is it still fulfilling?
Very much so, yeah.
Okay, and you're still very much in love with your husband?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm besotted with him.
Okay,
and he's my rock.
And I hope he's besotted with you too, Helen.
I'd say he is most of the time.
Yeah, there's probably the odd time he's not now.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but we have a happy marriage. But like you said, marriages do break up, and I can understand why some of them do. I have friends, and I have a brother, and who married again very happily.
Yeah.
But some marriages don't always work out. I can understand that. But you have to talk. You have to try and see, can you solve the problem? I know some problems can't be solved. Is there violence and everything like that? You have to get out.
Of course, yeah.
But I think people are giving up too easy.
Particularly when they've got young kids, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it was very hard on some people when they had kids, and the kids were upset. But then sometimes you need to break up for the kids' sake, because it's putting more of a stress and strain on the children.
Yeah.
But I think if it's just two people without children and they're not okay, they have an argument and that's it, and they leave, they don't work out what the problem is. Talking and respect is very, very important in a marriage. My father always said, and they were nearly married 60 years when they passed away, but never go to bed in an argument.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That's a lovely golden rule. I love that one because I kind of, that's one of my mottos as well. I hate to go asleep, or I would hate to go, you know, if you have to go to work or whatever it is, I would hate to have an argument with my wife and then go to work and have to think about it while I'm going to work or whatever. It just doesn't, you should settle it. You should sort it out. You should resolve it because God only knows what could happen. You know what I mean? I mean, imagine if you had an argument with your wife and she was heading off to work and, you know, she's come to an accident or something happened.
Yeah.
And that'd be your last memory. Your last memory would, I had a row with her that morning. So why, or she died in her sleep or he died in his sleep and the last thing we did was had a fight. You're right. And I'm sure, Helen, for those listening who are newlyweds or thinking of getting married and they're listening to you at 40 years married, I'm sure you've had your ups and your downs throughout those 40 years.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah, and you have your arguments because there's no such thing as perfection.
My husband will always say when we have an argument, he gives in first and says sorry, even though he said it's my fault. But yes, we do. You do have ups and downs. I mean, that's life. That's everyday thing. But you have to work at it.
But he gives in first because he learned the vital lesson that women are always right.
Yeah. Listening in the other room now. So
the only time they're ever wrong is about not being right.
Yeah.
So he's better off. What's his name, by the way?
Ger.
Well done, Ger, and well done, Helen. And I'm delighted to hear the two of you are still happy after 40 years. And you're a great inspiration for many young people out there who are thinking of getting married. And if you, and that's one of your mottos in life. But if you were to give your secret to a happy marriage, what would it be? Communication.
Communication and respect.
Respect, of course. Yep. Of course, respect is very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have to respect their views. You might agree with them, but you have to respect their views. But talk, communication.
And do you think getting married is different to living with somebody?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think there's more of a commitment if you're getting married, if you get married?
It depends on the situation. You see, sometimes they mightn't be able to get married because you're looking at me now, he's coming into the room. But sometimes you can't get married for a certain reason, maybe legally, as in the other person won't divorce.
Of course, that can happen.
So. Yeah.
No, but if you have that choice, I mean, if you're in that position whereby you can both get married but decide, we couldn't be bothered. And then you start having children and you're living together with the children and everything. In the old days, that was called living in sin. We all remember that. But nowadays, it's not frowned upon, of course. But do you think it's better to get married because it does solidify the relationship a bit more? Or does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter, but I would prefer it. I'd be happier if people did get married, if they loved you. But if they can't and they don't, that's their view. But I think marriage is important. I think it's not a piece of paper. It's the commitment you're going to give to each other. It doesn't have to be in a church. It doesn't have to be. It could be out in the middle of a beach, as long as the commitment and you give each other that commitment in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the piece of paper. It's the commitment you're saying to each other.
Thank you very much indeed, Helen, and many, many years of happy marriage in the future for you and Ger.
Thanks very much.
All right. See you. Bye. Take care. There you go. There's Helen. 40 years married. Still happy, her and Jer. Yes, they've had their ups and downs, but she believes marriage is important. Eddie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going? That's actually beautiful. I love that. I DJ like yourself. I talked to me before, and I've done a 50th wedding anniversary, and only one. And it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Isn't it lovely to see my mum and dad, only before they died, obviously. They were married 54 years, I think.
Yeah. People give up, Niall, too easy, I agree. And that lady, you said that lady there was the secret. She said communication. And what was everything she said?
Never going to bed in an argument.
No, communication and understanding each other. And that.
Oh, respect for each other.
Yeah,
yes.
She didn't say guaranteed happiness.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, a problem people tend to forget sometimes. No one is happy all the time. Happiness is something you will always strive for. And this is the thing, sometimes people just tend to go, oh, I'm not happy. So they'll run. And then they try to be happy somewhere else. And there's no guarantee. Why not just try to be happy within your marriage? It's the same difference. Now, I'm not saying someone should stay under abuse and things. But people, I think, give up too easy because they're not happy enough. Do you know what I mean?
Why? Do you think their expectation is too high?
Yes, I do. And I'm sorry to say it, but I think it's women. Women, statistically, file for a marriage more than men.
That's right, yes.
Men will hang in. And do you know why, Niall? You are married like me. And I'm married now. But we have a lot more to lose. We look at it a lot more. We're the ones who have to walk out of the house, probably couch surf or sleep
in the back of your car.
In the back of your car. No, seriously, not see your children.
Yep.
And then consequences are put on you. You bloody think about it a hell of a lot more. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's a cold, hard fact. You don't like me for saying it. I'm not making it up.
No. I completely agree with you. Yeah.
And they walk away from it. And it's because, there was a guy I follow, Kevin Samuels. He died, Lord be merciful on him. But he said it to a whole one day. She was going on about her personal happiness. She said the husband was not wrong. And he said, ma'am, he said, you get married in the church. She said, yeah. He said, you, what was your sin? What was your vows? Sickness and the health to death do us part and all that. He said, where was guaranteed happiness in them vows? Nowhere, he said. You know what I mean?
But you do expect, I mean, I know you say you shouldn't expect too much, but you do expect a level of happiness.
Well, you do expect a level of happiness, but like...
If you're not happy, you shouldn't be married with somebody.
No, that's why them bills are there now, because times are going to be tough.
Hang on. You will have the moments and the times where, you know, things are a little bit tough, you run into a bit of financial difficulty, whatever it is, yeah. And things get tough and you're not as happy as you should be. But it should resolve itself. It should come back. You should be still happy together.
What's one of the most common reasons to say women that they divorce for? Or a man, if they lose their job or lose their wealth, do you know what I mean? They'll walk. And if a woman lost her job or was in depression, men will stay. They'll go, it's okay, honey. We'll try and work through it with you. Do you know what I mean? It's just a different people. I'm not saying it's all men do it too. People give up too easy. I'm not saying you should stay in a worthless marriage. But if words of wisdom were said to me a good 2 years ago. If I had worked as hard on my marriage as I did on my divorce, I'd be a happily married man today.
Okay, I put up a poll on Twitter. I want to get your reaction to this again, and for those who didn't hear it. So the poll on Twitter was, how would you describe your marriage if you were honest? 2,000 people voted. 25% said wonderful and fulfilling. 38% said content and satisfying. 22% said we're just roommates. And 15% said miserable and depressing. So for over a third of those people, they're either roommates or miserable and depressing. That's not good enough, is it?
No, hang on. No, Niall, you're a clever man like... Well, I'm sorry, I won't promise. But all the people have said miserable and depressing. I guarantee you that the majority of them, it's not the marriage is miserable and depressing. They are miserable and depressed. And that's how we perceive outward, Niall. So I guarantee you, if you look at it, their husbands or families are probably trying to do everything possible they can, and they're just not happy with the situation they have because their expectations weren't met, man or woman.
That's 15% out of 2,000. That's over 300 people are miserable and depressed.
Yeah, well,
out of the 2,000, yeah.
No, of the people who said that their marriage is miserable and depressed, I guarantee you most of them, this is my assumption and my opinion, most of them are themselves miserable and depressed, not their marriage. They're judging their marriage based on how they're feeling. rather than their marriage. If you get the subtle difference I'm saying.
I understand the point you're making. And just finally, in relation to marriage itself, right?
Yes.
More and more people now are deciding not to get married, you know, just to continue living together rather than getting married. Do you think marriage is important? Is it a commitment? Does it give it that little kind of certificate as well as the wedding certificate and the marriage certificate?
Forget about the
ring.
Look, I don't get to wear my ring. I'm a tradesman, so I have to take it off. I'm at the losing five or six of them.
Right, okay.
Well, hang on. My wife don't need that. She knows that. She knows by my actions and how I live in the marriage and how I act in the marriage. That's what works for her. Yes, they all symbolise something, but what really works at the end of the day is what you do in that marriage.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is signing that piece of paper to get married in the registry office or the church or whatever it is.
But it's what it represents, I think, is worth doing. Yes,
and that's what I'm saying to you. Does it make a difference to the relationship?
Yes, it does. It does. I think it does. If you mean it. If you mean it. If you're getting married to this man or woman because they're more beneficial to you, well, that's not the real meaning. You're missing the meaning. So then it won't have the same impact. But if you're doing it because you genuinely love each other and you see the meaning in making that commitment to each other, well, then you will feel better. You will feel different because you'll see it. You'll be happy you've done it.
Okay, stay there for a second because I want to go to Dave.
go on, lay it on me.
Dave, the marriage dodger.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. Do you want to remind people again, just for those who just tuned in, Dave, how long you're with her, how many children you have? And
2 children, a 13-year-old and a 1-year-old, and almost 17 blissful years.
Yeah, and still haven't put a ring on the woman's finger yet.
I know, I put the engagement ring on the finger. If you're going to make fun of me,
sorry, you did get engaged. Yes.
No, we were, come on now. Jeez, no,
forgot that,
memory.
Forgot
you made
that,
fun
yeah.
of me enough times. Like.
What is the point of that?
Dave, you heard what Eddie said. It does make a difference.
To be married, you're not going to be married. You know what I mean? That's like buying a helmet and never buying a bike.
No, it's like getting a bike for Christmas and not being able to ride it till Easter.
Actually, I have a helmet and I don't have the bike. Jesus, I've given you so much ammunition here today. No, we are. Look, for me personally, I couldn't really give a continental if we never did. Your marriage, my grand scheme of things for me, it's not the biggest thing for me. You know, she wants to do it. Just unfortunately, she's marrying a guy who puts things on the long finger. And as I've shown, I have incredibly long fingers. So by the end of this year, we probably will. Actually, and as well, congratulations on your own nuptials, Niall.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Dave.
Oh, did you get married, you know?
I did, just before Christmas.
Congratulations, Niall. Hey.
If you can do it, if an old codger like Niall can do it,
there's hope for the rest of you. Yeah.
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 Congrats.
Yeah. So, Dave, but now, aside from the fact that you haven't done it, you know, do you believe it has value?
It's like, you know, everything in life. For some people, it does. For some people, getting married is a big thing for them. For me, particularly, actions speak louder than some overpriced ceremony where you're feeding family members that you probably won't see again until
the next
year.
But you don't have to have the overpriced ceremony. You can,
I know, but come
you can
here,
have
I
a nice,
I
quiet
I
wedding
I
abroad,
I
you
I
and the missus.
Hold on a second, right? This is three men talking about this now, and we probably all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
You say to a woman, listen, Pat, we're going to get married, but we're going to have a very low-key ceremony, and see how that goes.
With the greatest respect, if she loves you and you love her, she won't care.
No, and that's true too. And when myself and my missus get married, it's going to be like very low key, you know, nice handy little ceremony with our nearest and dearest, and then a massive whopper of a hoolie afterwards.
Yeah,
you know
in an
old
restaurant
like,
or something. Yeah. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is, I'm not getting the real answer. Do you think it has value? Do you think, because when we look at, for example, the increase in divorce by 44%, we look at the reduction in people getting married and people living together, and they say if you live more than 10 years, you're unlikely to get married. But the value of the actual ceremony and the institution of marriage, do you believe it still exists, that value?
No, it does. But like, you also have to realise, I mean, this whole idea of marriage that we have now, right? That's really only from the 1960s, 70s onwards. For most of its existence, marriage has just been a way to consolidate power and money, you know, for the elite. That's that was kind of its true purpose.
Yeah,
for
it was, it was to do with inheritance and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think the problem is nowadays, I think it's the cost. I really do think there's just the society we live in nowadays, because, you know,
But you're thinking about this too much. There doesn't have to be that cost involved.
No, I know that, and you know that. But for a hell of a lot of people out there, when they get married, they want the big ceremony with 200K. Yeah.
You know, the marriage shouldn't be based on the cost, is what you're saying.
It shouldn't be. No, it should never be based on the cost.
Can I just butt in there?
No.
Go ahead.
I got married in Vegas, and we talked about this before.
You got married in Las Vegas.
Very first time. No, I did marry her again here in Ireland. I married her twice.
Okay.
The very first time, she had no quibble at that, because you know why? The recession kicked in. As what that chap was just saying there now, it wasn't all based on the big show she wanted it. But what ultimately wanted, and this is the point he's, I think he's going to make, is if she really wanted to get married, the rest wouldn't bother him. And she wanted to get married, and so did I. So we went to Vegas because it was what we could afford, and it was the two of us. And it turns out there was a friend there to be witnesses, but we had no one else. We had nothing else.
Who did you get as a witness?
Well, the friends of ours just turned out to be in Vegas
at the time. Right. You didn't just grab some Elvis impersonator or something?
No. We had a proper little wedding, but the point that chap said is, it was about the wedding. It was about being married.
Yeah.
It stripped it all back. And it all became about the two of us making the vows to each other.
And it is, you know, Dave, it does make things different.
But see, it does it though, because I have several friends who got married, and I said to them all afterwards, well, does it feel any different? And they said no.
Well, then, I don't know. Maybe I'm not them, but
I did.
Yeah, it does make you feel different.
It does make you feel better.
Like, come here, whether or not I get married has absolutely no impact on the fact that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with my partner.
No, I'm not suggesting you won't, and I'm sure you're very much in love with her.
No, like that's a given. And
just bloody do it.
If I mean 100% with you, the only thing that's made marriage seem in any way attractive to me at all is tax reasons.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Kathy. Kathy, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
You've been listening to both Eddie and Dave there. Look, in fairness to both of them, I do believe there's a value attached to marriage. Dave just hasn't bothered.
I don't think people take marriage really seriously anymore.
No,
right enough, when I did get married, there was a lot of people who refused to come to my wedding. They said that's not going to last, and he hasn't got a job, and this, that, and the other. But, oh my God, we stayed together a lot longer than any of them did.
And how long were you together before your husband passed away? I know he passed away recently. How long were you?
2019. We got married in 71.
71, okay, so that was a good marriage. Yeah.
To be quite honest, there was a lot of fighting, there was arguing, there was going on separate holidays. But, oh my God, when he died, it is the worst feeling I've ever had in my life.
So do you think you really only appreciated how much you loved each other when he died?
No, we appreciated each other, because if he went on holiday abroad, he'd come back and he'd be, oh, I can't wait to get a nice meal. And I'd say, well, I'm not cooking here. It was up and down the whole time. But
yeah,
when he died, honest to God, Niall, you've no idea how horrific it was.
I couldn't imagine. I can't imagine.
No, and to be quite honest, I don't know whether you like me saying this or not, but you were actually going through a very hard time at the same time as I was.
That's right, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And listening to you on the radio, I said, well, at least he'd know what I'm going through.
Mm.
I really felt that, because you...
Well, I'm glad it helped you a little bit then.
It did a tiny bit.
Good.
But it's awful, you know, and then you sort of look back on, I mean, for maybe a year, when somebody would come in the house and open the door, you'd think, oh, it's him back. I couldn't accept that a man who had never been in hospital in his life had died so tragically. I just could not accept it.
I'd say that is hard to accept. And what would you say to people? Do you think people nowadays within a marriage, do they try hard enough, or do they just give in too quickly when we see the amount of divorces?
No, I think, say, if they're having an argument or something, instead of taking it, oh, that's it, we're finished, just bear with it. I mean, don't talk to each other for a couple of days. You know what I mean?
Oh, I couldn't be doing that.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't be doing that whole couple of days thing. I can't be, you know, this idea of people who don't talk to each other for 2 and 3 days on end because they've had a row. Oh, that would break my heart.
We used to be like that. Oh. But it lasted all those years. We had 3 kids.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. But
Dave, do you have those arguments? Sorry, not Dave. Eddie, do you have those arguments where you don't talk to each other for 2 days?
Like, we are in a relationship, you'd be lying if you said you didn't.
Yeah.
How can two people not conflict at times?
Well, no, you have to conflict.
You have to conflict, so there's going to be arguments, and that's the point, is no matter who you're with, there's going to be arguments.
Yeah. Dave, do you have the Barneys?
No, I'm like you, Niall. Myself and my Mrs. are firm believers. We never go to bed in an argument.
No, I've never done it, never could.
Yeah, even if it's the two of us lying there pissed off, one of us will nudge the other and go, sorry, young, sorry, and then we could look and go sleep.
That's when the two of you are lying there pissed off, staring at the ceiling, going, who's going to speak first?
That's it's a waiting game. What usually happens then is one of us makes fun of the other for capitulating first.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Okay, you do need something just to break the ice then in those situations.
Oh, no, you do. Look, you're not going to get it with your other app on. I will.
We're losing your line there. Let me just sort of go back to Kathy if I can before the break. Kathy, in relation to the increase and the sharp increase in divorce applications again this year, up 44%, do you think this is a sign of the times that people are not trying hard enough?
I don't think they're taking it seriously enough, to tell you the truth.
Hmm.
I mean, it is a commitment. And for you to make that commitment to somebody in the beginning to get engaged and then get married, I mean, you obviously cared for them and loved them. The best thing is to just try and get through the hard times. Maybe go out if he's annoying you. Go out to a concert or something. You'll feel great. You come home and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think people should work on it more.
Okay, listen, I've got to take a break. Thank you very much indeed, all of you. The number is 087-188-0008. I'll continue this after the break, by the way, because loads of people seem to have great interest in it. The question I'm asking is, with a 44% increase in divorce applications and also with a massive decrease in the amount of people getting married, so people are still together in relationships, of course, but they're not getting married anymore. Has marriage lost its value? Has it lost its value? And just, by the way, the question I asked the other night was about my kind of survey, which I thought, my poll, which was very interesting. And in my poll, I had asked the question, how would you describe your marriage if you were being honest? So what do you ever think about that during the break? If you're married, or even in a relationship, how would you describe it if you were being honest? And the options were wonderful and fulfilling, content and satisfying, we're just roommates, or miserable and depressing. Sadly, in my poll, 15% said they were miserable and depressed in their marriage. 22% they were just roommates. That's over a third, as I said, who shouldn't really be married. 38% said content and satisfying, which was the majority. And I don't believe content and satisfying is enough. Maybe it is for some people. But only 25%, only a quarter of the 2,000 people who voted on Twitter to my poll said wonderful and fulfilling. I thought it would have been more than that. Anyway, let me know what you think. Has marriage lost its value? 087-188-0008. All right, let me go to Jodie. Jodie, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jodie?
Not too bad, man. How are you?
Good. Now, marriage. What? Is marriage as important as it used to be?
Well, it is to me.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of people think that it is. I think they just disregard it very easily and just kind of take the easy way out.
Okay, so they have a bit of a barony and all of a sudden the separation papers coming through the door.
Yeah, like, we're only married 7, not only, but we're married 7 years.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
And the past 2 years have just been horrific for both of us, both country and awful lot. And I wouldn't have got through my thing without him, and he wouldn't have got through his thing without me.
Yeah, because marriage has its ups and downs, its challenges, of course. Yeah.
There's times I want to throttle him. And I'm sure there's times he wants to throttle me.
Yeah, you'd be sure of that.
I'd be more worried if we weren't having the other.
Yeah, I don't believe there's a couple in this world who can go through a marriage or a relationship without having arguments. No.
Like, everyone argues.
Yeah.
And that's totally
disagreements.
Fine.
Yeah, we all have disagreements.
Well, we all have disagreements. And yeah, we've had big, big arguments. But not once have either of us said, I can't stick this anymore. I'm going, you know. Or...
Why do you think there's such an increase in divorce? I mean, look, we all know the deal breaker situations, you know, usually adultery or affairs. And, you know, with, I suppose, social media nowadays, and we, it seems that more people are having affairs or doing nasty things on their partner. That could be part of the reason why we're seeing an increase. And also because it's easier to get divorced now than it was. Well, don't get me wrong, the family law courts are a disaster. But you don't have to wait 5 years anymore. You only have to wait two now. So it's a little bit easier to get divorced to some degree.
Well, do you know what as well? I think some people just get married for the day. To have that day and have the photos and have the big wedding and have this and that. Like, we had a fairly big wedding, and I've always said since the day we got married, I wish we did that a lot smaller and more intimate and more about us.
Yeah. And you know what? You are right. That can be better.
The wedding turned out to be about everyone else bar us.
And when you sat on the bed on your honeymoon night, now I don't want to know what you did in your honeymoon night, but when you sat...
I was in bed way before him. He was up by the night. I was in bed at 2 o'clock for a ham sandwich.
When you sat there on that bed that night, did you think this was all about the day? Or were you thinking about me and him are married now and he's my husband and my wife? I mean, what were you thinking that night? Was it more about, I suppose, the celebration and the day and the meal and the hotel and who got drunk and who didn't and who started a fight?
Like, kind of getting over the day. Do you know that kind of way? Like, kind of dealing with it and being like, oh my God. But like the next morning, you're like, oh, we're married. And that has meaning. Like, we were together before we got married for a couple. We've been together long before we got married.
Yeah.
But, like, it didn't, when we got married, it didn't change how we treated each other, but it changed their relationship. Like, when
did you feel
married,
did you feel different the next day?
I did feel different. I was like, I'm a wife.
Yeah.
And I'm at the, like, pledging or whatever you want to say, all these things to him.
Yeah.
And he's after doing the same to me. And like,
so you felt there was a little bit more of a secure bond between the two of you.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. I get that.
You know, like, I think some people are just like, oh, I can't put up with this, and they just leg it, like, and that's the end of it. But you're at that marrying someone, like, richer or poorer, better or worse, healthy or not healthy, whatever your man says. But like, that's,
make an effort, like, yeah, make an effort, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the past year for me has been the toughest year of my life. I won't get into it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jodie.
He, like, there has been times where I've said to him, do you want me to go up and stay in my mass for a few days just to give you a break from what I'm going through? And he'd be like, what are you talking about? No. I want you here with me.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why you married him, isn't it?
Exactly. Of course. That's why I married him.
And that's why he married you, so he could be there for you.
Exactly. And, like, we are each other's rocks.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing. And no relationship I've ever been in before has come close to what me and him have. Like, he's my best friend.
Well, he should be. As well as being everything else, he should be your best friend.
I'd put my life in his hands and wouldn't give it a second thought.
See, that's lovely to hear. Stay there, Jodie. Kev, are you listening to this? Jodie's going to break me heart. A million tears here listening to her. Kev.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a cynic. No, a bit of a cynic, right. Look, don't get me wrong. I've been down the marriage and separation route. But look, my point is, I don't think this is anything new. And bear with me on this. Is that, look, she won't mind me saying, my own mother wanted to leave my father after 3 years of marriage. And she went back to her dad and he said, you've made your bed, go and lie in it. Because the stigma revolved around leaving your husband or wife back in that generation.
Absolutely,
Unheard of.
Well, there was no such thing as divorce until 1996.
No, but even leaving. Like, yeah. I've made a mistake. And even though she knew she could be ostracized, she went back. And I know there's many women of that generation who would have done exactly the same had the stigma not been there. But that stigma isn't there anymore. It's commonplace.
But listen to Jodie. She basically typifies everything that's good about marriage.
Oh, yeah. I'm not total. Look.
But do you believe it has a value?
Yeah. Only with the right. If you find a connection that someone, and I'm not a hippie or anything like that, but if you find a connection that someone, and you start off a relationship with pure honesty and confide with anything, regardless, with whatever it is, how hard it is to hear or say, it's the right person for you, right? And that's what everybody's looking for. But if you start a relationship based on lies or change yourself for someone else,
absolutely,
it's a doomed.
It's doomed. No, you're right. It is doomed.
Right? And then you have the ladies, and I'm not being disparageful here, because you have these ladies who have wind the clock all the time. And even though the husband knows that's an issue, but neither want to talk to each other, because once they start talking, then they have to admit it could be the beginning of the end. But what I'm saying is,
are you married, Kev?
I was.
You were?
I separated over a decade.
Okay.
No one's saying.
And would you get married again?
No. I don't know. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, well, you're going to say, you're saying no there, but you don't know. You might meet somebody like Jodie.
As I said, if I had to do it all again, no. If I was to meet the right person, and I've met some people, and I've been...
But the right person is somebody, and... Like Jodie, for example, if you listen to the way Jodie has just spoke about her husband and the respect she has for him.
Yeah.
And she clearly cherishes the ground he walks on. And I'm assuming if I had him on the air, he'd say the same thing about her, right? But isn't that what marriage is all about?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying from the start. They're obviously in... Look, they've had some rough times.
Yeah. And she's just said she's had a rough year.
But they've been able to get through it together because they're on the same page.
Yeah.
From day one, I would assume. Yeah, although the ups and downs have been there, they're obviously meant to be together. But that's what I mean. If you start off with kind of changing yourself or changing your attitude or changing the way you dress or saying you smoke and you don't smoke or not, you don't smoke, it is all those small things build to, look, swallowing, admitting that you're wrong or that you've made a mistake in getting into a relationship is a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, for everybody. None of us like to admit to we're wrong, that we're wrong and we made a mistake and we will suffer through. But all we're doing is delaying our unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. That's what
Look, if the marriage is wrong, or if one person, say, cheats or whatever it is or whatever is going on in your relationship, if the marriage is just wrong or you fall out of love, you are probably right. You're far better off finding happiness with somebody that you do love.
But if you're
not making an effort, well then, you know, you're not a nice person anyway.
But if you're in a marriage and you're cheating on your partner anyway and still staying around because it's an easier solution than being on your own, then
you're just deceiving yourself and deceiving the other person too into the bargain. Sorry, I have to wrap it up with Jodie.
Yes, please.
Loads of people texting in, they just love you.
I love them all too.
They just think you typify. Somebody says here, Jodie typifies what a good marriage is. The ups and the downs and the ultimate respect for your partner.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. And I hope I can say in another 43 years it's still the same.
And by the way, what's his name?
Tom,
you're a lucky man. You've got a wonderful woman there. And I'm sure you feel like that. All right. Listen, Jodie, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, see
you.
Bye, Kev. Good luck to you. All right. Lots of people texting in. Some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well before we give away a load of money. Or hopefully give away a load of money.
Love and marriage. Love and courage. Go together like.
Oh, Jay, she doesn't even know the words.
That's it. It's beyond from a newlywed. And congratulations to you as well, Niall. I never got a chance to say it on here to you and Cardin. Congratulations to you both.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
Both just deserve the best.
We do.
But there'll be a question mark after mine. Anyway, love the show always.
Thanks, Sarah. Thank you very much. I'm concerned about your question mark, mind you.
Yeah, Niall, been married for over 40 years. And yes, there's been ups and downs. But without my wife, when things have got very tough for me, and when she had injuries, broken legs, chemotherapy, cancer operations, it really did help us. We came together a lot. And over COVID, it's made us even stronger. And I don't know if you're in your 60s and have got various illnesses. Being sparkling and exciting at times is difficult. We have a great laugh. We have good fun. A love of food together. Our sharing and walking with the dogs. And enjoying our lives together. I think that is important. It doesn't matter if you cohabit or whatever. As long as you're happy.
That's exactly what it
is. Niall, how are you? Now, myself and the wife are 26 years together. We're married 5 years. Now, 2018, we got married. We had the kids first, 22, 18 and 14. And to this day, it's like the first day we met. I don't know what the secret is. We haven't a clue. And the thing is, now, we don't fight. We probably have a very, very small argument, but within seconds, we're back. But we don't fight.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the secret is, but it's absolutely perfect. There you go, Noel. Yep. Cheers, pal. You're not the only one, by the way, has a perfect marriage. Cheers, pal.
Thanks, Neil. Yes, I do have a perfect marriage, and you are right. I mean, look, when I said earlier on people argue, sometimes people just have a, you know, a disagreement and they resolve it very quickly. I'm like that. If ever we have a disagreement, I like to resolve it very quickly, and they're not fights. Oh God, I hate that idea of people, you know, literally fighting and not talking to each other for days on end and all that. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know what counsellors would say about that idea and that the way of behaving in a, within a marriage like that, ignoring somebody else. Well, then you're not really communicating, are you? If you can't resolve the issue, you're not communicating.
Real people, real opinions, Real Talk Radio, the multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.